Hello, club members, and welcome to today's live session. Let's go straight into our Trello board and have a look what's going on today. I'll share my screen. And reduce that one down. And we're going to go over to our club Trello board and clicking into today's live session. So as you know, we are now in the last week of goals month. The whole month of January has been all about how to achieve, identify, and track all of your goals. And so on live session number 48, we concentrated on how to actually identify the goals that you would like for your practice. And so if you're interested in that one, if you missed it, go back and have a listen to that. And then live session number 49 was talking about how to actually create a plan of action to achieve those goals. What are going to be the strategies? Part of the strategies, what are going to be the action steps, the tasks that need to be completed in order to achieve the strategy that then is going to allow you to achieve success in your goals. And so if you missed that one, jump into session number 49. And last week we talked about how we actually move through tracking the performance of each of those strategies. Are we being successful in the strategies that we're rolling out? Do we need to modify them? Do we need to change them to a different type of strategy? And so last session, number 50, was all about that. This session is all about how are we going to get all the team on board moving towards the same common goals together. And then I'm going to be going through the daily focus towards the end. So first of all, let's go into my PowerPoint presentation just to give you something more to look at than just my face. Getting your team on board with achieving practice goals. It is such a group effort. Anything in a dental practice is a group effort. We all have an important role to play when it comes to achieving the practice goals, whether it's increasing turnover, increasing new patient numbers, increasing patient experience. Certainly when it comes to creating a harmonious and powerful team, everything that we establish as a goal for the practice requires each one of the team members to be playing their role in it. In order to get your team members on board, we need to understand how people think a little bit. So let's go into that. So first of all, let's understand what your team need in order to help you achieve practice goals. And this is a pyramid, as you can see, with the most basic foundational stuff laying the groundwork for everything else that comes after that. And it is the purpose vision. Everyone needs to have a compelling why. Why are we turning up today? Why are these things goals? What is the purpose of me being here? What is the vision that we're all moving towards that we have in our brains when we start to move through the systems of the practice and manage each of the patients coming through? So that big question, why are we here? After we've determined why we are here, it is then important to lay the groundwork and develop agreements with the team of this is how we're going to interact on our journey to achieving the purpose and the vision of the practice. We need to agree on how we're going to behave with one another. How are we going to talk about what needs to happen? Who's going to do what tasks? How are we going to interact and behave and speak with one another when we're directing each other and delegating tasks to one another, when we're pulling each other up and helping each other be accountable? How are we going to interact with each other from that perspective as well? So how do we behave and how do we communicate? That is the culture. That is just team behavior. And that a series of agreements can be very, very helpful, especially when you develop those agreements as a team in a brainstorming session. Pardon the noises out there. It's been night. I still have my door open, so I've got a nice cool breeze coming through. And when we develop as a group this is the team of our dreams. This is how I imagine a team of our dreams will be thinking, behaving, and communicating. If I did something wrong, this is what I'd like up my team members, how I'd like them to manage me during that process. This is the kind of level of support that we'd all like. When you all throw your ideas on the table in a brainstorming session, you can really come up with gold. And what you will come up with a very happy agreement of how you're all going to behave that's had everyone participate in that discussion. Keep in mind, if you involve people in the decisions of how we're going to move forward, they're going to feel more responsible in playing their role in achieving those dreams. Once we have found out why we're here in the first place, what's our purpose, and how we're going to behave with one another, those two foundational elements to your practice, to your team, will then be able to create anything you choose. And so the very first thing we need to do is figure out, where are we right now? And this is covered in one of the previous January sessions of determining, where's the practice right now? How many new patients are we getting right now? What is our turnover right now? What's the level of team harmony right now? What are our patients experiencing right now? What is our current treatment plan conversion rate right now? So let's get some figures about where we are right now, figures around the goals that you are establishing for your practice. So do that first. So then you can say, well, this is where we are. Now, this is where we want to be. So this is where you identify the goals of the practice. What specifically do you want to achieve? So once you know where you are, you can then go, well, this is a reasonable goal, a reasonable step up that we can all feel like is a reachable dream for us. Once we determine the goals, as you would have learned from the previous sessions within January, we then need to develop a series of strategies of how we're going to reach those goals. And then we're going to monitor how we're going in the achievement of those goals as well, so we can actually gauge whether we're being successful, whether the strategies we've come up with are working or not. Do they need modification? Do they need to be replaced with a new strategy? And so this is the pyramid to always keep in mind when it comes to bringing your team on board and achieving goals, because you do need to have everybody's involvement and best efforts in order to achieve success. When we come to understanding what individuals within your team require in order to move forward and help you achieve your practice goals, consider what the three main drivers we have as human beings. I think it was Daniel Pink. I really hope I'm quoting this correctly, in his book Drive. I'm sure it was Daniel Pink in his book Drive, where he identified these three main drivers that all of us have in order to become motivated to move in a particular direction. Driver number one is purpose. And as you know, in the previous slide, purpose was one of the foundational elements that you need to establish as a team in order to move forward. That's what ends up driving long-term goals. So the purpose, that we are here in service of something that is larger than ourselves. It's interesting. We think that, you know, a lot of people are self-centered moving through life, but one of our main drivers as a human being is how we can move forward towards a greater goal than just ourselves. We want to have a larger impact than that, than just ourselves. And so defining what that purpose is and agreeing as a team to move towards that is going to help maintain long-term motivation. The second one of our drivers is mastery, that we get better at skills that matter. And the mastery can be displayed in your practice by providing ongoing training, ongoing support, reinforcing with people how they are improving in their roles. Give people whatever they need to do in order to constantly become better and better at what they do. That is an enormous driver that we have as individuals. We don't want to just remain dormant. We want to get better and better. We want to feel like we're progressing in life. And the third main driver is autonomy. We want to be in direction of our own actions. Now, this is an area which is a challenge for many dental practice owners, managers, and leaders, that we want things done in our way, in our time, without any mistakes. And when we want those things, it means we have to hover over one of our team members and scrutinize their every move so we can modify it all so it ends up being done in such a way that makes me happy. It doesn't work. This is where micromanagement comes into play, and become, you know, you could also heard the term control freak as well. One of our main drivers as a human being is that we need to be in direction of our own actions. And when we are not able to be in direction of our own actions, it is very demotivating. We start to become dumbed down because somebody else is doing all the thinking for us. And so autonomy is a very strong driver for individuals as well. So keep these three drivers in mind. If you have these three in your head, and then you start communicating with your team and creating an environment for your team that they're going to want to jump on board your bus and go towards your goals together, then you need to make sure you have clearly identified a shared purpose that you're all moving towards. The shared purpose may not be to turn over a certain financial amount every month. That certainly doesn't really tap into purpose. What taps into purpose is, we want to help patients feel better, look better, have greater function and greater peace of mind in their mouth, greater stability in their mouth. You think of all the ramifications of what you do as a dental practice. You think of, at the very least, the increased confidence you can provide somebody if you improve their mouth in the terms of function, appearance, and greater peace of mind. If they can move through their world with a greater level of confidence, they will start getting that job that they want so much. They will even attempt to approach that wonderful person that they think will be their soulmate. They will walk taller, be more bold in their actions in life. They will take on fresh challenges because they feel better about themselves. You think about their physical health, their systemic health, that because you do what you do at your dental practice, their diabetes is better managed. They've reduced their risk of stroke. They have better, cleaner, fresher breath. They are better socially because of that. They're not afraid to smile in front of the camera. As a group, I really do encourage you to have a brainstorming session about the impact that a sound, healthy, attractive mouth can have on a human being that hasn't had it before. That will give such an enormous purpose for your team members to turn up every day and do the very best you can. That is a beautiful purpose. Make sure you create the environment of mastery. Develop team training programs within your team. The club is perfect for it. Get the recordings and do a lunch and learn where you sit there and listen, watch for half an hour, and then the second half of an hour, you're brainstorming how to implement this new strategy into your practice. Pay them for the times because they're eating during the first half hour when they're watching the recording. Develop mastery in people. What do you want to learn? What do you want to become better at? Acknowledge every effort they make and every success they make on the journey there. If they're flailing in any way, offer support. Have part of your culture within your dental practice, and I did mention culture as a foundational part of that pyramid of growth, a constant and never-ending improvement culture within your team can be enormously powerful. Part of that constant, never-ending improvement culture is it's okay to make mistakes because we must make mistakes in order to learn and grow and develop mastery. We need to seek out actively areas where we can improve. And so any feedback of what we could do a little bit better is welcomed rather than shied away from. It emboldens us. We know we've got the level of support to help us in that space. Make sure your team members are individually and as a group feeling that they are progressing and getting better and better. Gosh, they'll be with you forever. They think this is where I'm going to grow, thrive, get better in my life. So to create the environment of mastery in your practice and autonomy. Give them all the needed support for them to be delegated a task or learn a new skill and then leave it up to them. constantly check in with them. How are you going? Can I be of any further assistance? But then let them do it their way. Tell them what the goal is, the primary goal is. And the pathway to get there is more up to them. They will come to you for support. You'll be hovering around for support, but you're not hovering around to scrutinize their method. If there is an ideal method to be had, to be rolled out, they will come across that themselves. But allow them the autonomy to go about their daily activities without anyone hovering over them. It's extremely demotivating. So what motivates a team? We know what motivates the individual, but what motivates and demotivates the team? Certainly the demotivators are frustration, team dysfunction, constricting rules, and fear. So in terms of frustration, one of the things that can frustrate people is being micromanaged. Another way that we can create frustration in a team is that the goalposts constantly change. This is the system we're using. Now we're going to do this system for it. Now we're going to do this system for it. And it's chopping and changing so often, it leads to frustration. I don't know what the right way to do it is. Or there's not enough clarification around the systems or commitment to the systems. Team dysfunction. Make sure you've got a team that are actually caring for each other and allowing each other to bring out the best in each other. Team dysfunction is when there's gossiping, backbiting, that you're just watching somebody else flail without stepping in to help them, that you don't actually want the best for each other. You don't mind seeing each other fail because at least I'm not the one failing. Team dysfunction is when jobs aren't shared around, responsibilities aren't kept to, people aren't being accountable to their roles. Constricting rules such as you're not allowed to use your phone ever. You must do this in terms of your uniform with no flexibility around that whatsoever. Sometimes the rules are so constricting that it just strangles people and they can't move. We need to allow a bit of autonomy, a little bit of creativity. Fear. You're not allowed to make mistakes. And if you make mistakes, we'll make you pay for it emotionally in some way. It's a very, very bad thing. So fear can definitely be an enormous demotivator. Now let's talk about something lighter. What's motivating for teams? Goals are motivating for teams. Where are we going? Let's clarify where we're going. Praise. Tell me what I'm doing great. I'll repeat that over and over again, and I'll know for sure it's something that you want. So reward the behavior that you want to see repeated. Don't just highlight where the behavior is not coming up to standard. Always try to praise people into better performance rather than discipline them into altered performance. Tell people when they're doing a great job. Growth. I'm part of something that's getting better and better. This is just tremendous. The growth of the practice, I'm playing my active role in it, and that in itself is motivating. Fulfillment. I personally get something out of my work every day because I'm working in an environment that's delivering purpose, mastery, and autonomy. This is a fulfilling place to be. I am on this journey of constant and never-ending improvement. I'm receiving but also providing wonderful support for my fellow human being within my team who I care for and I want to see thrive and succeed. I'm their cheerleader. They are mine. This is fulfilling. And independence, so that autonomy and the thing that allows that team, you're handing over a certain amount of responsibility and autonomy to the team itself. So if there's a problem, maybe you've got a leadership team that can help manage that. It doesn't all come up to the boss just coming in and saying what's so, that you are providing the team the authority and the permission to be able to manage, be self-managed, and get through their issues themselves. There are a series of downloads that I have created that you can get through the Club Hub and also the free download section of the JPPS website. These downloads will help you determine where your team are right now and also where your team need to be in order to be truly satisfied and harmonious, because only with a satisfied and harmonious, well-supported team can you expect them to jump on board and start helping you achieve your practice goals. If there is a separation, if they don't trust the leadership, there is dysfunction in that team in any way, it is going to compromise your efforts severely. You can always hit a reset button with your team, if you think there's no way this team can improve, you can do a reset button. There is nothing wrong with saying, okay, for example, if you're in a family unit and you raised your children and they're all in high school age, and to date, you've been quite lax in terms of the amount of swearing that's allowed to go on and the time of night that they're all allowed to be home by, and you think, gosh, I can't do anything about it now. These are the rules that I've set. No. You're the leaders of that group. You're the leaders of that family. You can say, different direction now. This isn't working for us. So sit your team down and say, there are various things that go on in this team that makes me think it's dysfunctional, that it makes me think that we are not enjoying our space as well as we could be. Things are going to change now. Let's, as a group, identify where we want to be. What is our ideal team? Let's agree on how we're going to react, behave, and communicate with each other moving forward. And part of that process is going to be identifying, achieving practice goals. One of those goals is our team dynamic, our team culture. So from this point forward, we're all going to start shifting our behavior to what we identify as a group is more ideal. And we're each one of us accountable for it. And me as a leader, I'm going to be leading by example. And when I don't, I need someone to politely pull me up on it and respectfully pull me up on it. So these are the three documents that I suggest that you download and move through with your team as a way of saying, okay, this is 2021, fresh start. Let's identify the goals of the practice, but one of those is going to be getting the whole team on board. So first of all, there's the team member satisfaction survey. And this goes through questions such as, do you enjoy your current role within the practice? What elements would you change? Do you feel well supported by your other team members? Do you have any concerns about the manner with which the team operates? Do you feel comfortable with developing your relationship with clients? If you had a concern about working in your current environment, would you speak up? Do you receive acknowledgement and praise from your co-workers and superiors? Have you ever made a mistake? If yes, describe what happened and how the team reacted. So there's a bunch of questions there that can really help you as a practice owner and manager identify what things are working well within your team dynamic and what is not working well. The things that people want to keep as part of your team and the things that people want to have shifted and changed. So that's the first download. The second one is team culture guide. And this is after you've determined exactly how all your team members have been feeling, what they've been experiencing, and then saying, okay, let's have a look at where we want to be. Let's, as a group, sit down and move through this team culture guide. There's a bit of a prelude there. And then what behaviors are being rewarded right now? What behaviors are being punished right now? Where are we right now in terms of how much happiness being part of this team and the job that you do here? How much happiness does that bring into your world right now? So there's a whole series of questions of where things are now, because as I mentioned in our pyramid, the first thing we need to do is an assessment. Where are we now? And then we can start to determine where we want to be. And then after the where are we now, there's a few questions around designing the team culture. Where are we going? Where do we want to be? This is how we give and receive feedback. This is the ideal for us. This is how we ideally would like to give and receive feedback. This is how we agree to manage mistakes. This is how we agree to interact in stressful times or during conflict. This is how we apply new systems and behaviors. The attitude that each team member will bring to the practice every day is this. We will encourage each other by doing this. So recognizing where you will want to be as a team, having everyone have that input with that, what you end up with is a culture that everyone's on board with. And when you've got a culture that everybody's on board with, you can establish all kinds of practice goals and people will be moving towards them together. The third document is developing your vision guide. So if you haven't already developed a vision for your practice, I suggest that you do. So many things, and you may have heard references to the vision over previous recordings and live sessions. Once you've got a vision, it allows everybody to have that one shining light goal that we're all moving towards, regardless of the systems that change and the goals that change over the years. This is the vision. This is why we're all here. And it that plays a large role in maintaining long-term motivation for your team members and helps you really hire the right people in the future for your practice. And so this is a vision guide. It goes through a series of questions for yourself personally as a practice owner, and then it moves into the vision of the practice itself, not just for yourself individually. And so you can move through these questions, and by the end of it, you'll have developed a vision for your practice. I'll minimize that and stop sharing for a moment. So I hope that helps lay the foundations of what you can do to help your whole team get on board. When everyone isn't on board with a common vision or a common culture, we then default to our own personal vision and our own personal way of doing things. And that's where we can all stray off into different directions, and it's hard to rally the troops and get all behind the one thing. But when people walk into the practice, they're stepping into what they know and can rely upon is a purpose for being here. And these are the goals for this coming year, and we all know what role we need to play in getting there. There are five beautiful questions when it comes to team culture and getting a whole team on board. And that is, where have we been? Where are we right now? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? And what role will each one of us play in getting there? And when you can move through the establishment of goals and getting your team behind and being part of those goals and creating the environment for them to thrive as a team, you'll be amazed at what you can achieve and the kind of contributions they will bring to the table. It's really quite exciting. So good luck with all of that. Let's go on to the daily focus and then we'll finish up. So going into the daily focus that's going to be sent out to you all for the coming week. And as you know, we are still moving through Charles Covess's 7 strategies for passionate success. And the first week were preparing your goals for your mind, body, and spirit. Second week was accept your reality. Week 3, self-knowledge. This past week has been stuff up, be courageous. This current week is about I am unique. And Charles wrote this out, so this is directly from the horse's mouth. Being uniquely you takes courage. What if nobody likes the real authentic you? What if the real authentic you is not good enough in your biased opinion? Stepping into your real true self is made easier if you are willing to accept every part of you, the good and the not so good. The way that we have been created with our minds leads to the truth that not one of us is identical to any other person. So this is a truth of life, and embracing it liberates you to let the world experience you. The reason why it takes courage to let the real you out is because of the fears that I have mentioned previously. Will the world approve? The job is to embrace 2 truths. What other people think of me is none of my business. And the second truth is, you would stop worrying about what others think of you when you realize how little time they spend thinking about you. That's why the mantra, I am unique, is so liberating. It is true. It is how you were created, and it's how you can make the best contribution to the dental practice and the community in which you presently participate. So good luck with that daily focus this coming week. This whole series has really had me pondering and contemplating and improving my enjoyment of my days, I have to say. So that's today. We've done the daily focus. We've done an item for today as well. We take off the top priority, tick it off as complete, drag that over to our completed column. The recording will be made available very swiftly. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. And then I've had a meeting today. There are some changes afoot for the club. So hopefully nothing too overwhelming for anybody. But if you would like to be part of helping the club membership evolve and become better and better for you, please do drop me a line or an email and let me know your thoughts. I would love your feedback. Otherwise, have a fantastic evening and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. See you later.